I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1940. That was the day that Grapes of Wrath opened in movie theaters. Adapted from John Steinbeck's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, John Ford directed the film, which starred Henry Ford as Tom Joad. Pleased with the adaptation, Steinbeck stated, quote, "It pulled no punches and was in fact harsher than the book." It is considered one of the greatest films of all time. Like the book, the film focused on the plight of poor white tenant farmers fleeing Oklahoma for a better life in California. The Joads were devastated by Dust Bowl conditions, bank foreclosures, and mechanization during the Great Depression. They joined thousands of other families heading west on Route 66 to advertised farm jobs that never materialized. The family gets stuck in New Deal resettlement administration camps and ends up on both sides of agricultural worker struggles. They narrowly escape starvation and state police. At the time of its release, The Grapes of Wrath was critically acclaimed for its depiction of the poor. But the Associated Farmers of California condemned it as communist propaganda. Steinbeck visited resettlement camps as part of his research. Union organizing and police violence unfolded during the Salinas lettuce strike, which began as he wrote. Woody Guthrie's classic Ballad of Tom Jones soon followed the movie's release. Recent critics contend that Agricultural Adjustment Administration policies were more to blame than banks. Others assert it presents a sympathetic portrait of white tenant farmers at the expense of black sharecroppers. Historian Eric Loomis adds that Steinbeck and Ford both disappear the plight of non-white exploited labor already in California. Nonetheless, the film and movie both provide a deep look into the misery created by the Great Depression.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.